way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
We're back.
It's happening.
That's right, baby. Right here, right now.
Yeah.
Yes, it's happening.
We're doing.
Hey.
Don't sound so excited.
Only when spoken to.
Hello, and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph Harland and Carol Ann. Yep, going with middle names.
Yeah, I noticed.
Across the board this time.
Yeah.
And today, we have a recurring special guest with us.
We do. We are joined by none other than...
Frances Louise.
From Lafayette, Louisiana, via Delta Airlines, Fran Novak.
I was asked to appear again by all the tweets I got, so here I am.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
A lot of fandom.
Well, good and bad. I mean, there were a lot of people that didn't like hearing you. but, I mean, you can't please everybody, right?
That's right.
So... It's
My
bound
husband
to happen.
Doesn't like to hear me. Your dad doesn't like to hear me talk. So
yeah, well,
add him to the list.
You know, he doesn't.
It was
to
mostly
this.
Him that replied.
Yeah, then, yeah. He tried to change his voice and do it a higher voice and all that stuff.
He was all of a sudden very active on social media and just
he created many different profiles to send
a lot of burner accounts just to say how terrible the episode was.
That's exactly what happened.
That's the man who picked up my phone yesterday morning and woke me up and said, "My phone isn't working. What's wrong with it?"
And it was not his phone.
He put the numbers in. They didn't work.
Hmm.
Because it was the wrong phone.
That's what happens.
So no, we didn't.
And you were supposed to have the answer as to why it wasn't working?
I rolled over and went
back to
sleep.
Are you omnipotent? You know all?
I know a little.
Hmm.
So yes, you guys are here visiting?
Yes, we're visiting to visit our family, our wonderful son, and even more wonderful daughter-in-law.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Yes. It's been long due. It's the third time we've tried to plan this trip because of, you know what, COVID.
COVID? What's this COVID you speak of?
The Rona.
The Corona.
Yeah. There's still COVID. Was it weird traveling with all this nonsense? Or did you just have to wear a mask and that's pretty much it?
The bad part was wearing a mask all the time because you can't breathe. But no, it was the same. The people seem to be a little less stressed, I think, after what everybody's been through.
Hmm.
I mean, even though people are moving around in airports and everything, no, it was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when I picked you up at the airport, I didn't put on a mask. I was like the only one in the airport without a mask on. And I didn't know if I was supposed to wear one or not.
I wouldn't have been able to recognize you if you had.
Nobody told me to, no. So.
It's a federal mandate.
Is it, but it's in airports too, not just on an airplane?
In airplane, yes, in the airport, on the airplane. When I went in the bathroom, I took mine off and I didn't tell anyone.
Whoa.
Cheater, cheater, cheater.
You're gonna jinx yourself. It's going to fall into the toilet or something like that because.
No, mine's on a lanyard.
Oh my God.
Because I've dropped it in the toilet before.
Oh my gosh.
Gross.
Now in Louisiana, there's a mask mandate, yes?
There is, yes. Because we got it spiked again, so there you are, and we have to wear them everywhere you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there was something I was reading today, speaking of like travel and all that kind of stuff, that Southwest had to cancel like 1,100 flights or something yesterday and into today, I'm imagining, because weather was a alleged component of the cancellations. But one of the real reasons is that, was it Jacksonville? And Jacksonville must be a hub for them, I'm wondering, maybe?
Probably.
The air traffic controllers, a lot of them walked out because of COVID mandates. They just left their job.
I don't blame them.
And I guess Southwest pilots, too, have the pilots' union has started a lawsuit to try and prevent them from having to get the vaccine mandated as well. Yeah. People are fighting back.
Right.
People are fighting back, and they should.
Well, you know, with a mask, I don't know why I have to wear it. Even if you wear three. If you wear three pairs of underwear in the pool and somebody pees, are you protected from their pee? I don't think so.
Well,
they're meaningless.
I don't swim. I don't want to get all crazy conspiracy theory stuff, but it is stupid, right? Everybody has to get vaccinated. And then even if you're vaccinated, you can still get it and spread it. But you still have to wear a mask to protect
those around you,
the other people.
Right.
And they don't have enough data to know that any of this is true or not true.
It's all nonsense. I really do think it's got a 1.6% death rate, and the average age of the people dying from COVID is older than the average age of people dying. So, I think it tells you something.
And how many people are voluntarily murdered every single day?
I don't want to get into conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, let's not get into anything. But
no, it was really funny, though, because I was looking at CNN the other day, and there were two stories on top of each other, like on their website, you know, or whatever, online. And the first one said, it said studies confirm that the Pfizer vaccine has waning immunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's less effective the efficacy goes down as, you know, time goes after you get it. The very next story on that, so this was Pfizer's waning immunity. The very next story below that said, Pfizer seeks FDA authorization to give vaccine to 5 and 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like the one that's waning, this is the one they want to push on kids now? Good Christ. The Johnson & Johnson one, which is what we got, and not because it's one shot, it happens to be one shot, we got it really because, and this sounds conspiracy too, it's not that stupid mRNA crap. It's a normal vaccine. It uses a common cold virus to give your body immunity.
To stimulate,
But that one is turning out to be surprisingly, like, the most effective.
Oh, really?
In studies.
Good.
It's still, like, after 6 months, it's still very effective. And if they do a booster shot on that, they've started studying that the Johnson & Johnson one, from a booster shot perspective, is mega effective. It's like 19 times stronger vaccine. I don't know, whatever the hell. It
boosts
your
immunity 19 times.
Next week it'll be something else. The data will change.
But
of course.
That's that. So traveling is not that weird. That's good.
No, traveling is good, actually. It is.
Good.
The only bad thing is, like, they don't give you food. All you get, you know, they can give you a little bag of peanuts, but they always did that anyway, right?
Yeah.
When you travel.
And you can take your mask off to eat them?
Yes. That's the beauty of it.
And that's safe.
So I ate one peanut at a time.
And that's safe.
That's very safe. Unless you're allergic to peanuts.
So you can sit next to somebody.
Yes.
You can sit next to somebody you don't know, take your masks off while you're eating, breathing the same air, and that's fine.
Only when they come with a beverage cart. You can't just sit there.
Well, if you're eating?
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't notice. I didn't look around at people. Huh. I usually go to sleep.
Oh, all right.
Remember when they used to actually get, like, little meals on your plates?
Yeah, it was awesome.
And little flatware and little cups. I still have some that say AA for American Airlines on them. And yeah, they used to do all kinds of stuff like that.
No, I thought you were going to say you had that at Alcoholics Anonymous.
No.
Not that AA. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. A different AA. Although I've considered joining just to meet people. No.
Jeez.
Well, at least you know that they're not drinking at that time.
Exactly. So, hey, it could be all good.
Yeah. It's been an eventful week, though. You guys were here on Thursday when I was walking up the stairs. And I wear, like, my slides around the house most of the time because we have Hank and he drools. And you never know where you're going to run into, like, a pile of drool or water or something on the floor. So it just helps protect the feet from getting all slimed up. But I was walking up the stairs in my slides and I missed a stair.
Slide, slippity slide.
Yeah, those. And my toe, my big toe on my right foot, went first on the stair, didn't base well, and it ripped my toenail completely to the cuticle, just straight
up. I probably shouldn't be laughing.
It's a hinge. It hurts.
It's disgusting.
Like hell. It hurts so bad.
He said words I never taught him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he heard them from me sometime, but I didn't purposely.
Yeah, it is very sore. It's still sore, but it looks like it's healing well, but God damn, it hurts. Unfortunately, it's walking hurts. So I'm going to try and get out tomorrow morning and do like a little test run and see how it goes.
Yeah, it's different. Like when we first, years ago, when we started running and running distance, occasionally you will lose toenails.
Yes.
Oh,
or they
really
get bruised up. And
yeah, they
battered,
get kind of bruised up and eventually they kind of might fall off. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really hurt as opposed to actually having your toenail ripped off.
Straight up. Like, literally to the cuticle, just bent backwards completely.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting.
It was like one of those Bilko doors on a basement where you can just like lift it up and go. It was nasty.
Gross.
So yeah, that's pretty awesome. That was exciting.
Yeah, you know what's not exciting?
What?
That stink bug that's on my wall right there.
What?
And it keeps...
Oh, yeah, there's a stink bug.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else experiences this, but we get invaded with stink bugs every fall.
Yeah.
It's pretty annoying right now.
It seems extra bad this year, though. Like, yeah, I told you I was out on the doing work on the roof like last weekend, and there was quite a few out there.
I don't know. How do we get
rid
of these?
I got a spray for bugs.
Will
again.
It work?
I don't know. But we're going to have to kill that bastard.
Last year was COVID, and they were quarantined.
Oh, my God.
So that's why they didn't show up. Now, this year,
Plus,
everybody had
a
mask on. They're like, why are we going to stink stuff up if nobody can smell
our
delicious
juices?
Stink.
Yeah. Right. Damn it.
The stink bugs were
So if we start wearing masks around the house, maybe they won't come in?
Maybe.
It's
worth a shot. Yeah.
It's worth a try.
Why not?
All right.
We have love bugs where we live. They come out in May and then in the early fall.
What are those?
Aren't those just beetles? Japanese beetles?
No, they're tiny little black thingies. My sister called them copulating bugs because they just come out from underground to reproduce and then they go back underground. So they just fly around conjoined and they're attracted to water and to the white colors. So God forbid you should have a white car or if you're wearing something white because they'll just come at you. I mean, they're all over the place.
And there's just bugs doing it all over the place.
They just twice a year they do it.
Could be a discussion during the Civil War. These black things come from underground. It's like the Underground Railroad of insects here.
But, it's...
That's
black
weird.
Bugs matter.
They're weird, and they can ruin your car. You need to put, like, vegetable oil on your your bumper because you kill them all when you're driving, and they're acid or something, and they mess up things. All you do is stink.
I've never heard of these things in my life.
I don't think this is for real. I think she's pulling our leg.
Maybe.
I don't make up too many things. That's not one of them.
Hmm.
No, they're real. They're real. They're not that funny,
if anyone can confirm nor disprove this theory, please let us know.
Never belonged to the Communist Party.
Can we Google that? Love bugs.
Google love bugs. You'll find them.
Google.
Procreating bugs in Louisiana.
You know what's really funny? Speaking of Google, I saw this the other day, too. You know the Microsoft search engine, Bing, that I talk about sometimes. I'll say I'll Bing something instead of Google.
Because you're weird.
The number one search on Bing is Google.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes.
Use Bing to get to Google. Yeah. It's hilarious. Hey,
that's because they can't figure out how to change the default on their browser.
Change the default browser.
So was Google getting paid twice? Bing is paying them, and then whatever we look at and the advertisers from what we look at through Google will pay them again?
It's a whole racket.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's a racket.
It could be. Tennis racket?
Tennis racket, yes.
Squash racket?
Fall squash season, right? There's squash in season?
Maybe.
Zucchinis?
Acorn squash?
We don't have acorns in our yard anymore because that oak tree fell.
No.
Which is nice.
We have black walnuts.
We have a lot of them. I mowed today, and one patch of the backyard is mostly mowing fallen walnuts.
If anyone has a use or would like black walnuts, please get in contact with us.
Yeah, just come over. You can come in the backyard and pick them all up.
Plenty.
Good Christ.
Tea.
No, I'm afraid I'm going to get
the chestnut tree in the front.
I'm going to get popped in the head, though.
Yeah,
with falling
put your
walnut
eye out,
while
kid.
I'm mowing. Mm. A couple fell while I was back there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the chestnut tree gets ravaged by squirrels.
Which is weird because there's these same trees down the street, and apparently ours are better than those because there's plenty of chestnuts still on those trees.
Yeah.
But we apparently have squirrels that, I don't know.
I think the squirrels like to taunt the dogs.
Maybe.
So that's why they come to your tree.
Maybe.
Because they know the dogs can't get out.
Maybe they love the bird bath they bathe in it. So
that
this is their home base.
So you have to stop making it comfortable for them to want to be there.
No, but they're kind of cute. But I remembered why. I got some mums for the front yard because it's fall decorated, blah, blah, blah. I remembered why I don't have plants on the front anymore. Because those stinking squirrels try to bury their nuts in my potted plants.
They don't try.
Cute little mums out there on the front stoop on the steps there. And there's dirt all over the step where the stupid squirrel dug in the plant.
So again, you're making them feel welcome by giving them places to put their food. They think you're saying, come all, you tired squirrels.
Why do they have to dig in my plant? Like, there's dirt and ground everywhere out there. Why do they pick the pot?
They are big fans of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant. That's why. No? Can't go on that? Nothing.
No.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He is.
Maybe.
Him and Jimmy Page are both still alive, I think. The last two guys in the band. The other guys are dead.
The guy from the Rolling Stones that died, I mean, for months beforehand, they were still putting a mirror under their his nose to see if he was alive. The guy's 100 years old. He was a great-great-grandfather, I think.
Well, good for him.
Oh, wait, I'm a great-great-grandmother, too, so never mind. No, I'm just a great-grandma.
Well, he was, what, 81? 80? 81?
He was
something
80.
Like that.
Yeah, 80, I think. Yeah.
I'm shocked that he was the first one out of that bunch to die. Well, the bass player died a while ago, didn't he? But
yeah, in his pool or something. Something happened years ago.
Like, for everything you say about Keith Richards and everything, that guy is...
Oh, he's like a cockroach. He could survive a Holocaust.
I don't know how that guy's still alive.
He could, just like a cockroach, he could live for 3 days without his head.
Maybe. It's not proven to be true, though. We don't
know. There's a theory out there that he has before. They just reattached it. We're like, oh, look at that. He's still alive. We might as well give him his head back.
And he looks better as an older person.
Yeah.
Yes, he does, because he was really scary.
Face looks
when
like
he was
a
young.
I think he's
Catcher's
still
mitt.
Scary. Looking.
He's but not as scary. He was, and he got his teeth fixed. Once they got some money, he got his teeth fixed, and that looked better.
You're getting your teeth fixed.
Yes.
At the ripe old age of 70, almost 74?
74. 73. 2 days after my 73rd birthday.
You decided to get Invisalign stuff.
Only because that tooth turned sideways and was lacerating my tongue all the time.
I see. Wow. It just took a random turn one day. Just like all of a sudden, it's like
over the years,
hey,
yeah.
This will really fuck her up. Let's turn sideways.
I just woke up one day and said, "I've had enough of this shit. I'm not doing this again. Fix me." And so we did.
All right, just like that.
That's how it works.
Some Invisalign later, and just all better.
Almost, yeah. Another 6 months, maybe. Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
I have all my teeth. I'm an old lady, and I have all my teeth except for my wisdom teeth. So why not make sure they're. I don't want to pull one.
Yeah, you want to take care of them.
Yeah. It's because I eat well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we go to pick up pizza today and get them a salad. I got a salad, but I got an antipasto.
You got an antipasto. Okay,
so
let's
when we
not
go to
call
pick
that
it
a
up,
salad.
Yeah, wait, this one guy, he's putting this stuff together, and he goes, and two salads with balsamic. He goes, who orders that? And I go, not us. We're getting it for someone else. Trust me. I don't think they should even have it in the store.
You don't like balsamic?
I do. Actually, I do. It's okay.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But if I have ranch or blue, I'm not going to take balsamic. So. Really? No, I do like it. I liked it on the chicken yesterday.
Yeah. I was going to say, clearly I like balsamic.
No,
as
I
that
do.
Was part of dinner yesterday.
No, oh no. But it was just kind of funny that there, they had to comment about it.
Yeah, well, it's about balance. I give a piece of slice of pizza with my balsamic.
Yeah, right. It's all about balance.
That's right.
Like yesterday when we walked to get the ice cream.
Exactly.
Right, and then we walked back. So.
Totally worked it off.
Took care of everything.
Totally.
Hey, exactly. Orson Welles died on this day in 1985.
Nobody
you know
cares.
That?
I liked Orson Welles. Except I didn't care for Citizen Kane.
Come on.
It was a stupid movie. I only liked the end.
Really?
Rosebud. Yeah.
It's... I won't get into
no,
nerdy
I know
stuff.
What it's all about. I understand it.
No. Aside from the premise of it, it was completely groundbreaking cinematography-wise.
I know.
So the way he used, like, deep focus and the cuts he did from scene to scene are all things that were done for the first time. So it's like a very famous movie on its own just for that.
Well.
Much less the, you know, basically a retelling of William Randolph Hearst's story.
Right. So. Well, yes.
And folks, welcome to the Movie Nerdist podcast.
Yeah, he died in 1985.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
What, is he probably in his 50s when he died, I would think?
What? No.
Orson?
He had to be like 80s, right? He's an old man.
I don't know. 60s, maybe 60s.
Do you know anybody else that was named Orson?
I do not. I've
no.
never heard of anybody
and,
else
and
named
if
Orson.
I really have to be honest, I don't know him either.
Have you ever heard of another person with the name Orson?
Okay, Orson, no.
Yeah, he was 70 years old.
70, okay. See, I thought
born
he was
in 1915.
Whoa.
That's right.
Is there anybody else named Orson?
I don't. I'm
or
sure
is
there
he
are.
The only one?
I don't know.
My great nephew's name Owen, which is a pretty cool name, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get to meet him sometime this week.
He's a cute kid, though.
He is adorable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
He is cute.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody else named Owen, or not Owen, Orson.
Owen always reminds me of Throw Mama from the Train.
Yes.
Yes.
Every time I hear the name, that's where my mind goes.
I haven't seen that movie forever.
All right.
Oh, my God.
But still.
I have it on VHS.
One of the my favorite lines in that whole movie is when Billy Crystal, when they're on the train, and he's finally had enough, and he goes, "Where are you going?" And Billy Crystal goes, "I'm going to kill the bitch. You want anything?" Danny Vito goes, "Can you get me a chunky?" He wants a candy bar. He's going to go kill his mom. It's hilarious.
Did he still make chunky?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. My mom used to always, I don't know, she always liked them when we were kids, so she'd always get us a chunky. And they were the most difficult chocolate bar to eat.
Well, they had raisins in it. Raisins shouldn't be in that.
Yes, unless
it's a chocolate-coated raisin. That's
Raisinets.
Yes.
Yeah, they still make chunkies.
Fave.
Remember the commercial? Open wide for chunky.
It's got milk chocolate, raisins, and roasted peanuts.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, still made.
By who? Hershey probably owns it now.
It's Nestle. Friend, Nestle. Please.
I think they're all the same now, aren't they? No.
Your chocolates before you come on the show again, please.
I'm sorry. I know it's going to be a pop quiz.
You know what was really bummed, though? Christmas time. I think it was Christmas. I don't know. Last time, maybe not. Doesn't matter. We go to Vidler's periodically in East Aurora.
Yes.
And they typically have Zagnuts.
Right, because they are a vintage Five and Dime store, so
they've got
those. They
didn't have any. Yeah, they were out of Zagnuts. I was very disappointed.
Aww.
That's such a yummy candy bar. It's also the one that Beetlejuice is holding up in
really?
In the movie, yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, I remember we even found the lady and asked her. She was, "No, we're all out."
Yeah, it was
so clearly you weren't the only one that goes to Vidler's in search of Zagnut.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because it's the greatest candy bar. Yeah, I know. COVID.
Maybe there was just their slow production because of COVID.
It's so funny how, like, you know, you see things that are like there was a run on toilet paper and all this stuff, you know, supply and demand kind of stuff. But even like where I work, and it's other, like, I see it a lot because of where I work, that stuff's manufactured over there. But like when there's like a COVID outbreak in one of those port towns, everything shuts down
right
for weeks.
Yeah.
So that delays everything. And then, you know, it has to get on a ship and get over here. Well, now there's a lot of ships even parked out at like on like Long Beach and like the docks because of like there's not enough dock workers and stuff backing up. Then some of the stuff goes to British Columbia, so Vancouver, and then travels by train over here through Canada.
Right.
And Vancouver was being impacted, or British Columbia was being impacted by the wildfires, by forest fires. So that shut down train lines. Like all these things just compound. It's crazy. It's so weird. I don't know. It's just funny to me that. And then, like.
It's interesting to see what impacts the supply chain that way.
Even, like, there's been a couple of typhoons around those areas this year that have slowed stuff down and everything. It's just. Yeah, we rely on China for a lot.
And that's why you don't have Zagnut.
Yeah, I believe that's why. I firmly believe that the Chinese are responsible.
Do you think that Zagnuts are made in China?
I don't know.
No.
I don't even know who makes Zagnuts.
But the paper
Beetlejuice.
Could be.
Beetlejuice makes them.
The rappers.
The rappers could be.
Ooh, Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
The trucks that carry them have parts made from China. Lots of things. A lot of things come from China.
Zagnut is a candy bar produced and sold in the United States.
Yes.
Launched in 1930 by the D.L. Clark Company.
See?
Which later sold it to Leaf. And was acquired by Hershey Foods in 1996.
Of course.
Mmm, Zagnut. I bet you I could just order some online.
Amazon. Prime, you can get it in two. Well, you used to get it in 2 days. Now you get it in 2 weeks. No.
See, bro, I get stuff in like 1 day now. It seems like it's even better.
Here, yeah.
It takes me a while. And there's a big old distribution center out 30 minutes from my house. I don't get it.
It's because people are slow down where you live. Everything down there happens
slower.
A little bit slower.
I've even noticed like the responses at Mass. Everybody's talking so fast like that you can't even finish like what you're saying. And there, it's slower. Is that the bug?
Yeah.
Someone's flying around.
Is he making that noise?
Yeah.
Yep.
Little bastard. We may have to
They're creepy,
kill
right?
him.
You got a fly swatter?
No.
No. Yeah, I do. His name is Joe.
Laying somewhere, you bitch.
I can't look at the light. It's hurting my eyes. How do bugs do that?
Do what?
Why are they always attracted to light? And doesn't it hurt their eyes the same way it hurts ours? Clearly, like, if you look at the light, it hurts, I mean, for a few seconds.
Yeah. I
don't know. Why doesn't it hurt bug eyes?
Why don't you Google that and find out? I don't know.
I think they're like humans. They're looking for a higher being and a meaning, and so they go towards the light.
Maybe.
It's a stink bug. It
blinded
it's not searching
by
for anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not searching for anything. It's a dumb bug.
I mean, yeah. It's light.
You don't know.
I do know.
No, you don't know.
Have
you been a bug in a previous life?
I was going to say, you never flew in a stink butt spotty.
I can get a 12-pack of Zagnuts by Monday, the 22nd, on this here.
Oh, that's like a week away.
Yeah, that's not fast. But it's a 12-pack. So there. What are you doing? Why is there noise coming from your phone? It should be off.
Maybe is it Ziggler? What is it? Vidler's has it now. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. There's a 24-pack here, too.
Road trip.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to Vidler sometime this week and get a Zagna if they have them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We can do that.
Call ahead.
I'm not calling ahead. Vidler's is like 15, 20 minutes away.
Not going there if I don't get a Zagna.
I want to go there anyway.
Oh, okay. We'll go. Well, you guys are off all week. I have to work.
That's right. We're partying all week.
So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's that?
That is the sound that is made when you are going to update us on something from Facebook.
Post of the day. Doodly 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 doodly.
There's your cheesy jingle.
There it is. I like my cheesy jingle.
Your jingle. All right, what do you got?
I don't know. This is getting harder and harder to come up with good stuff. But I thought this one was slightly amusing and kind of funny. And although we've done signs before, this one was kind of cute. Because, you know, we're dog people.
Good movie.
At least I am.
Signs.
That's right. Signs everywhere. Signs. Okay.
Yeah, we used to play that song. She said it.
For the love of God. So.
That's what she said.
Dachshunds, who happen to be the only small dog breed that I really like because I think they're so funny looking.
Creepy.
But anyways, it's a really cool bathroom sign. And it has dachshunds on it, taking a bath. And it says dachshund bath soap on it. But it says on the bottom, just wash your wiener. So I'm going to hang that in the shower.
This is what you came to the show
with? To remind you guys.
A dachshund
wash
bath
your
sign.
Wiener.
Wash your wiener. Wiener dogs are creepy. They were like...
They're funny.
They're like God's mistake that accidentally continued
kinda
to breed.
Like you.
They're hilarious.
Wow.
My sister,
I'm not God's mistake. I'm her mistake.
He always thinks it was a mistake. I don't know why he keeps saying that. Because
you told me that. But,
well, you really weren't a mistake.
Yeah, I was.
We told you that already. Yeah. I did that story. So
yeah, how do you mistakenly adopt somebody?
Okay, wait, I have a sign. One of my favorite signs is, I'm sorry I hurt you when I called you stupid. I thought you already knew.
You actually have this sign?
It's just a saying I have. I like it.
It was a gift for your dad's last birthday.
Yeah. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I just like it because I've been known to do that.
Call people stupid?
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
She's
with
never
that.
Called me stupid, at least not to my face.
Right, not to you.
Right,
that's what
I said, not to my face. But I really don't. She's not one to hold back. So
no,
I feel like if she really felt that way.
I've never said anything bad about you to Joseph. Aren't anybody else for that matter?
Mm-hmm. That's what you say.
You have your own relatives that badmouth you. I'm not going to
sure.
do it.
There you go.
On your side,
there
of the
it
family,
is.
Not on your side. Yeah. And there it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Funny, 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 funny.
What else did you bring? What?
Me?
Yeah.
What about me?
You know.
Why are we always talking about me?
Why not?
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh.
We know this.
We talked
about pizza earlier, but better than pizza are tacos, just for the record.
Taco Tuesday.
Tomorrow's That's Taco right. Monday, Mighty Taco Monday, probably.
Maybe, maybe not. Usually we go on Mondays, but Mark has clinicals now on Mondays.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he actually has to go in now. This is starting this week, right?
That's right. Hmm. So we'll have to see how that goes. Maybe we'll make it lunch. Who knows? Maybe we'll make it an actual Taco Tuesday instead. Hard to say. But tacos might happen. I read an article. You know, they have stupid things where people, you know, they try to,
what?
You know, they ask for people's stories, right? Solicit people's stories, like the worst date you've ever had kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This one lady responded, and she said it was on a dating app, which, by the way, and maybe it's because I'm a little bit older, I think dating apps are the weirdest things in the world. But so she met this guy, or was planning to meet this guy that she found on this dating app. So I guess apparently they were meeting at his place, and he told her, oh, well, I lost my keys. Can you drive? So she said, sure, you know, whatever. And so the driving, he was giving her directions, but the directions that he gave her took them to Taco Bell drive-thru. So they go to the Taco Bell drive-thru, where he proceeds to then order 100 tacos.
100 tacos
from Taco Bell. There's not even real food. I don't know what it is that Taco Bell's made out of, but I really don't think that that's meat that they use.
Meow.
Maybe.
Potentially.
So she said, so they got their 100 tacos from Taco Bell that he told her he forgot his wallet, so she had to pay $150 for his tacos. And then they went back to his place and sat in his kitchen in silence, and then his dad proceeded to join them while they ate their tacos.
Did they eat all the tacos?
I don't know.
Did she stick around for them to eat all
but
the tacos?
I think she just left.
Okay, that's urban folklore. Who would ever go to somebody's house when you've never met them before?
People are dumb.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb people
that
in the world.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, dumb.
No. I think because people like dating apps is because they all sit in front of their computers all the time and they don't leave the house. It's so easy. They don't know how to really interact any other way.
I'll say that. I think people don't know how to interact. Although, I don't like to interact, so, and I didn't grow up with a dating app, so.
And you what?
And I didn't grow up with a dating app.
I think dating apps should have, like, almost like a FaceTime feature to them. So if you see somebody you're potentially interested, wouldn't you want to, like, talk to them and hear their voice and just have a conversation with them before you actually agreed to meet?
Well, I'm sure they do that, right, once they hook.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm interested, but then like it doesn't go any further until you actually, like, you want to be able to, like,
even. Well, I'm sure a lot of people set that up, either via Facebook, Zoom,
yeah,
or whatever
maybe.
Else.
Right.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Stalk them.
Because
yeah.
I can't imagine, like, wanting to spend time with somebody that I'm not even, like, interested in talking to.
Right. Well, I
like
think
Taco
that became,
Bell guy.
They were, that became a topic, I think, during COVID and quarantine and things like that, where people were, especially single people that were alone or lived alone, they were doing a lot of that, I think. Yeah. A lot of Facebook dating or Zoom dating, I guess, with people instead. Which is way safer than going to their house to have 100 tacos. Just saying. It's
what
weird.
Happened to meeting people at bars are Dunkin' Donuts.
Or work.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how, yeah.
Speaking of dating, I'll have to show you this video. I'm not going to play it here because it's a few minutes, but it's this comedian, and maybe the other guy's a comedian too. It's called Gillian Keeves McKee, I don't know, but they do it's called Trump Speed Dating, and the skit is Trump and at like one of those speed dating things.
Oh my god,
and it's freaking hilarious because the guy who does Trump is just like spot on with like his hands and his expressions and everything. It's so funny.
I can only
imagine. We'll share that afterwards. It's well, Gillian Keith. It's Shane Gillis is a comedian. I can't remember the other guy's name, but
no
it's
idea.
Super funny.
No idea.
Yeah.
But today was the Chicago Marathon. That
was
pretty cool.
Yeah, we watched.
I know that
it
doesn't
on.
Appeal to everyone, but it was interesting.
Yeah. U.S. representing, though. Second and third in the women's, and then second in the men's.
Yeah.
Which is
this
pretty impressive.
This was a huge year because usually, you know, marathon distance is usually overwhelmed with Kenyan and Ethiopian that usually win all the, you know.
And good stories about the people. I was sitting to the side of the TV so I couldn't see it, but I listened. And there's just some real good heartfelt stories.
There really are.
Today, yeah. So it was nice to listen.
That's a giant marathon, too. There was like, what, 35,000 people doing it?
Wow. Yep. Huge. Where do these people all stay?
In hotels. Chicago's a big city.
I know, but still.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of suburbs there, and there's the place is probably book solid all around.
I'm sure, yeah, for miles.
Yeah.
26.2 miles.
And they have a decent transit system, so.
And no one got shot.
Yeah.
Well, not there. Some parts of towns they still did. Yeah.
Well, at least not during the marathon.
Sounds like people are getting shot every minute in Chicago. It's crazy.
It seems like it, right?
The old Windy City.
And why is it called the Windy City?
Because it's windy.
No.
Yes, it's very windy, in fact. Yes, it really is.
Right on Lake Michigan.
But that's not the origin of it. It has something to do with a reference to politicians way back when.
You're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
What would it have to do with politicians?
Well, because they're full of hot air.
Yeah. I'm serious. You got the googs.
I'm going to check it out.
I can see it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see that, but he's got the Google thumbs moving at light speed
right now.
First,
he's going to Bing.
He's binging it. And
Chicago
has been
called the Windy City, the term being used metaphorically to make out that Chicagoans were braggarts. Oh, look at that. An explanation for Chicago being a naturally breezy area is that it is on the shores of Lake Michigan. Chicago had long billed itself as an ideal summer resort because of its cool lake breeze. Oh, so it was like an insult to people.
Well, it wasn't windy,
but maybe it didn't have anything to do with politicians, but still.
But
close enough.
Pompous people, those had to be politicians.
Right? Exactly. See, and you thought I was just making shit up.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would make up. That's really funny.
Give me more credit than that.
Huh. They're braggarts. Who uses the word braggart?
They're braggadocious.
They are.
You know who else is braggadocious?
You.
Joseph. Every time a song comes on the radio and all I hear is, I used to play this song. I played this song in band once. All the time.
Well, he did.
And?
Your dad and I do that all the time.
Drives me insane.
We always go, oh, the kids used to do that one. They did this song. They did that one. They did a lot of different songs. Chris still does some of them. So
yeah, but every time the song comes on, every song that comes on, he doesn't have to say that.
I played a lot of songs. I don't know what to tell you, man.
They did.
And I know this.
Okay, but I want to make sure you know it every time we hear one.
Why?
Because it's important.
Because it drives me nuts. That's your goal.
I think everybody wants to know it.
They do. They're just afraid not to ask.
Mm-mm.
You're not afraid to ask because you know you're going to hear it anyway. But you would miss it if you didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she would, Joe. She would. She'd miss it.
Yeah, when I die at an early age, you're going to hear a song on the radio and you go like, oh, I used to play that song in a band.
You're too honored. You'd be like Keith Richards. You'd be here forever.
I'm going to start taking the drugs that
I'm
he
just
going to
keep hearing it every time a song comes
drugs,
song.
Though. I don't think he does drugs anymore. Uh-huh,
sure.
Well, pharmaceuticals are different from drugs. Old people get some really good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a little different then.
Speaking of that, what do you got? Anything good?
No, but you know what? I was just in Oklahoma, and it's legal there, except you have to have a script. But you can go anywhere.
Are you talking about medical marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
So my nephew, Talon, lives there, and he's got anxiety, so they brought him a script, and my sisters and I were sitting there going, Talon, can we score some gummies from you?
Oh, my God.
But he didn't have any.
Little bastard.
Can you imagine the three of us getting high?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
That would be so interesting.
It would be terrible.
Would it?
But we didn't.
Yeah, it's legal
not
here
this
now,
time.
Too. It's legal to have it. You can have like up to 3 ounces on your possession. And it's, I guess, essentially decriminalized from that perspective, from a personal use perspective.
Yeah.
But it's going to become, like, legal, where it's going to be state-controlled.
Yeah.
Sales and
crazy.
Whatnot, yeah.
Well, yeah, then more revenue.
The Office of
Tax it.
Is it the Office of Cannabis Management, I think they're forming.
Oh, that's
seriously
an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Cannabis management? Yeah.
But, yeah, it'd be legal.
Hey.
At that point, we have to try.
No.
They buy booze all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to smoke marijuana. That's not good to smoke anyway, and I've done it before. I don't like it, but I'm going to pop a gummy. Why not?
All right.
Yeah, I think it needs to be treated more like alcohol than it needs to be treated like it's not like a cigarette or nicotine.
Anything
right?
You inhale is going to be bad for you. When you do that, just
right, but
lungs,
I feel like the effects of it.
But the effects could be, and it's a calming effect,
right?
Supposedly the medicine. So, I would like it, for anxiety, for heart palpitations, for you know.
But should you be able to have it?
She's
like,
building
when
her
you're
case
at work,
to get a medical thing, already.
Right?
She's practicing it on
that's
us.
Right.
Yeah, it's the heart palpitations doctor.
Food?
Oh my God. That's been a thing forever.
I didn't notice it till shutdown.
Oh, ooh.
Really?
God, this was when we were living in East Aurora. So I was, out of high school? Probably like 19 or 20. And I would jot down stupid things, you know, like that I thought were funny or silly. And one of them was the fact that he made so much noise when he ate.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's no offense down there, Dad. You'll never hear this anyway. So
we love you very much. He knows that. He even says, "You want me to turn up the TV? I'm going to eat some cereal."
God. My God. It's terrible.
And it's already set at like 50, and I'm going, "Oh, no, it's okay. I can hear."
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but that's like Joseph.
But for some reason, not that you make noise when you eat, but you crunch really loud for some reason. And it's almost like the acoustics of your face and head amplify the crunching.
He has electric. Because
it's not, I don't know why. Yeah.
Maybe that's why my singing sounds better inside my head than it does out. Because the acoustics are great in here.
He's got little amps right inside his molars there.
Yeah, it's not like you chew with your mouth open or anything like that. But for some reason, when you're eating something crunchy, it is like amplified. No. I can hear it across the room. You're like this mad cruncher.
If somebody's chewing with their mouth open, they're getting punched in the face.
Oh, there was this child that did that. She's no longer in our family.
Ugh.
But she ate with her mouth open and just... And you just wanted to slap her.
She was broken of that habit, though. We all
piled on enough.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about Andrew's mom. She used to do that, remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, she's stuck. No, I was talking.
Now we're just calling people.
No.
I'll edit this out.
No, not her, no. No, it was someone else. Somebody that was related to my husband.
I know who you're talking
about. My son's second wife. Her
Your
child.
Other son's second wife.
My other son. My first son's second wife.
Yeah.
Try to follow along, people.
Hey, I need a scorecard.
Yeah, smacking and mouth open. Two no-nos. No me gusto.
I'm starting
now. I know exactly how to drive y'all crazy.
I don't know, but we're going to wrap this up soon. Okay. And
what?
In like a half hour, it's go Bills time.
Oh.
Bills play Kansas City tonight in a huge game.
That's right. That's why we had to do this now before it got too late.
We got
to
get this
any other way.
In and out.
Yeah.
And I got to get it. I got to get working on getting it published.
Hmm.
Okay, but I have to tell you a story. When Christian was little, he called Kansas City the Canvas Sibby Cheeps. It was really cute.
Was that the story?
No, but it reminded me of the story about you.
Okay.
When your brother then was four, he loved Miami Dolphins. He just loved him. He loved whoever was on top. So, you know, he was, he'd see them on TV more often.
Does that mean he's a bottom?
Some things I don't ask. You could ask all the sexes. But anyway, so he would talk about Miami Dolphins. He had the hat. He had different things. So Joseph, who was two, would call them Christian's Ammy Dolphins because he thought his brother was using the possessive of saying my Ammy Dolphins. So I would say to him, no, it's not Christian's Ammy Dolphins. It's Miami Dolphins. And he's so short and cute, he'd put his finger up at me and go, you Ammy Dolphins? He never could get it.
Oh, what happened? You were so cute.
I'm not dumb. That's what happened. I'm not a dumb kid anymore.
No, that's pretty logical. But he couldn't understand it. You Ammy Dolphins? It's just funny.
Oh, Mom Ammy.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah, 23 and me.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove that I'm not your child.
You can disown me all you want. I can see myself in you a lot, you poor little soul.
Oh, my God. That's bad. Well, we're going to wrap up.
I guess so.
Thanks for doing this, Fran. It was fun.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for Yak. Thanks for being a returning guest.
Yes, maybe I'll come and surprise you again some other time.
We could theoretically record again Thursday like we normally do.
Our
schedule got a little bit jacked up because of, you know.
Yeah,
our visitors we were
partying it up.
But we could even do this again in a few days.
We'll have to hit the pink lemonade stuff or whatever.
Yeah, it's a pink Whitney.
Pink Whitney.
I'll have a hot flash again.
Yeah.
That's okay. I have some pink lemonade in the fridge. You could put some together, and then I'll counteract each other for you so you won't get the hot flash.
That was good stuff.
All right, we're out of here.
All right, you sound good.
Thanks, Rena.
Bye.
Go Bills.
All right, love you.